A natural med isn't just a substance you take. It is a lifestyle that one lives to amplify their health. We don't always choose how long we will be on this planet, but we can take action on the quality of life that we wish to enjoy.
The Natural Med Podcast interviews different professionals and experts who look at improving the quality of health so they can live a more fulfilling life. Whether that be physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, or spiritually, we discover the secrets to their own journey and the small steps individuals can take on a daily basis to improve the quality of their life. Come with me as we travel, research, and discover how we can make incremental changes on a daily basis to live a more fulfilled and balanced life.
Hey there, folks. Welcome back to another episode of the Natural Med Podcast. For all of those who are listening and watching, hello. I want to introduce our friend of the store and just friend all around, Gina Schaefer. She's here today. We're very excited about this opportunity that we get to talk with her, and I'm going to let her tell you about herself.
Welcome, Gina.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I'm not sure which camera to look at.
You just look at
wherever.
Okay. Anybody.
And I have been practicing my radio voice, so hopefully it's coming over nicely.
It sounds very sexy.
I am a friend of the store, and before I get into myself, I'd love to just talk about them. For people who are learning about Lone Star for the first time, I met Josh 8 years ago. That's a long time. And then through Josh, knowing Nicole and having them in my life has changed my life in so many ways. I can't even write it down or describe it. It's just been such a life-changing experience for me. And then I'm maybe luckier, unlucky to also know Nathan. I'm not paid to say that. That's all heart right there. My name's Gina. I am a financial consultant at a major firm, and I've just recently, it's been about 2 years or so, wanting to do something more. You know, I got divorced about 4 years ago, and I didn't want to fight over money, so I knew I needed to do something independent on my own. I became a financial consultant with the help of Josh, changed my life. Quickly, you know, learned the business, took all the tests, got all the exams, moved my way around, and just wanted to give back more. Over that time of, you know, getting divorced and just figuring out who I am, I learned that I have so much more to give than what I've been giving. So I love my job. And then on the side, I've just built a business to help bring together the mind versus the brain. And written a book. And I'm really excited about my book. It's really just the first book, but it is meant to help people who need redirection. You know, sometimes life gets messy quick. Life gets off track quick, and we're going really quick, and we're going somewhere, but we don't know where we're going, and we stop and we look back, and we're like, what happened? So my book is meant to be a review of your life, the seven different pillars of where you need to balance and to focus on the ones that are maybe off balance now, and you focus on them for a month or 2 months or a year. You read the book again, you go to the next pillar, and so it's just those little steps of getting life in balance. And that's my story. There's more to it, but that's all I have breath for right now.
That's awesome. And what is your book called listeners?
It's called Use Your Brain. So awesome. It's the Reinvent Your Life, but Use Your Brain. It is nice. The direction of how to reinvent your life, but using your brain to help you. There's systems in the brain that really are meant to give us a good life. Mm-hmm. It's all in there. And it talks about, being around the positive influence because you have mirror neurons that are going to want to mirror what you're around. So you want to make sure you're around good, positive, you know, moving people. Mm-hmm. There's a reticular activating system in your brain that's going to find, you know, what you tell it to find. So you want to make sure that you're very specific with your goals and that they're good goals and that you actually want them because your brain's going to find it. In the similar sense, your brain will find the things that you don't want. If you're continually talking about, you know, this is bad and this is bad and, you know, I don't want this and my life is bad here, it's going to keep finding those things. So little, I can't give it away because you got to buy the book, but little things like that about how we can use our brain to really give us a good, fulfilling life.
That's awesome. I like that you talk about like the seven pillars of health, like that's mentioned in your book. I've started to read your book. It's very interesting. I love it. And I love how you kind of build that foundation with the seven pillars of health, because we talk about that on the podcast, like, you know, a healthy life, it has to be balanced, you know. Yeah. There's different pillars of your foundation, and you know, with your mental health, if your mental health is not healthy, then that affects your physical health. It's crazy how that works, but it's so true. And I know you talk about balance and everything in your book. So kind of tell us a little bit about that, why balance is so important.
I would even say, people may not like this, but I'm going to say it because I say things boldly people don't like. The brain
really?
It's a quality I can't get rid of. The brain is the most important. If you focus on your mental health, everything else will fall into place. If you focus on giving it good nutrition, getting it good sleep, thinking good thoughts, you know, you'll have a healthier body, because in order for you to have a good, healthy brain and mental health, you have to eat well. You have to rest. You have to sleep well. And then, of course, some of us, I have Lyme disease. I've had Lyme disease for over 20 years. And then a few other lovely things that have come as I age. Mm-hmm. All those obstacles are really just obstacles. They're not stopping points, but fixing. If you focus on, okay, how do I get this good in my brain, which is how I got introduced to the CBD, totally changed my life. Then your health gets better. You focus on sleep. So part of my book, I believe it's chapter 2, talks about the seven pillars, what they are. And I say, grade yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 in each area and focus on the ones that are less than 5. Because, you know, if I'm good at, you know, if my professional life is great, I don't want to focus there because it's great.
Yeah.
But if my relationship with my family is not good, or if my social interactions are not good, I want to focus there because they're harder. So it's more important to get the areas that are on the low part of the scale up to a 5 or a 6, more important to focus there. It's also harder to focus there because you might need to see a therapist. You might need to see a doctor. Like you need to change your life. And, you know, you need to just change your routines. You need to change your beliefs. And it's hard to do that. But having the big picture, you know, here's the important areas. I'm recognizing these are the areas, these 2 or 3 that I need help on. I'm hoping will haunt people's minds when they don't do it. Like, oh, I need to do this. I need to do this. Maybe it's job. I mean, having a bad financial situation it's hard. It's hard to get out of, and it's awful to be in. I've been there. And I was married for about 11 years, and we didn't have any money, and it's hard, and it puts a lot of strain on marriages. So, you know, people will say it's not all about money, and it's not, but you don't want to be in a place to not be able to pay for what you need to live. And if it means you just focus on that area for a year or even 2 years, that's my objective of the book. Like, let me show you where you need to focus, and then you just need to focus there. Yeah. And then I have routines of, you know, a morning routine, an evening routine, you know, things that I recommend that work. And I'm not the one who creates these. They're just common practices for having a successful routine life that, you know,
So I got a question for you. And by the way, I read your book. I read it today. And for our listeners and viewers, it is a very quick read. However, there is a wealth of information in there. So, albeit it's quick, you're going to have to go back, look at it again, and just, you know, kind of just digest all of that. it was like drinking water from a fire hydrant. There's a lot of information coming at you. It's all great information. But the question I have is, so I was looking in chapters 2, 3, and 4, a lot of that resonated with me. And I felt to myself, you know, there's so many areas here that I feel like I'm on that step. Like chapter 2 talks about decluttering, mm-hmm. you know, and then chapter 3 talks about, you know, setting goals and writing it down. Chapter 4 kind of, you know, branches off more on the setting goals and really seeing stuff manifest and things like that. And I thought, you know what, I'm here. Do you find it, as you were doing your research for your book and as you've talked to people, do you find that a lot of people are on several different parts of this journey rather than just being stuck on one?
Oh, yeah. And that's the fun part about the balances. You know, you're never done. You're never done. You're hopefully always improving, but never done. You know, you declutter 1 year and then all of a sudden the next year it's like, where did I get all this stuff from?
Yeah.
You know, you set goals. And then life just goes, you know, and that's just how life is. My purpose for writing it would be that, you know, you can read the whole thing. It's really quick. I think it was 75 pages after it got reformatted, and then go back in and read, one chapter a day or one section a day for about a week, and then set your goals for the year. It's just like little baby goals, you know, don't try to accomplish something crazy. Make obtainable goals.
Yeah.
Like little baby steps. And then all of a sudden you look back, and it would be great if a person would write notes and look back on it the next year and say, wow, I was struggling there last year, but this is my my strength now.
Yeah.
And that's something that I need to do better up. I move so fast forward that mm-hmm. I often don't look back to see like how much I've changed.
Yeah.
But we need that. Otherwise, we just feel like we're always moving forward. It's actually nice to have Facebook sort of remind you your posts from the last few years. And you look back and you're like, gosh, I was such a baby back then. Like, baby little Gina doing baby little immature stuff. I'm such an adult now.
Yeah.
But,
I was going to say it's good to have those goals and writing them down, you know, putting them on paper or posting them somewhere where you can see, because life does change, you know, 1 year may be totally different from the next, and you may be conquering some of, you know, some of the pillars in your life. And then the next year, you know, like, oh, well, there's new pillars I got to kind of work on this year. And it's just how life is and everything. It's definitely changing. But yes, I do see your book as like a good tool, you know, to use to kind of help guide you, you know, to kind of refocus on those different pillars of your health and pillars of life and everything.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And the health is important too. So finances are important. Yes. Just so that you can, you know, take care of the things that you need to take care of. But the health is really important. It is so important what you eat, what you don't eat, you know, that you're drinking. I sort of share my story, I suppose. Sorry for everybody on camera watching me fidget with this thing here, but I'm a fidgeter. You know, I got Lyme disease when I was 17, I believe. And back then they didn't know, nobody knew what it really was. I had all the symptoms, and then it got into my brain. And then half of my face went numb, and I thought, oh gosh, I should go to the doctor. Like,
wow.
And so from there, it turned into neuro Lyme, and it just destroyed my body. And taking the antibiotics that the doctors like give you, this intense antibiotic for years, and it was horrible. But it changed my view on what I'm putting into my body and real medicines off of the real planet that are better for you than, you know, medicines are important sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you need the antibiotic just to kick its butt, but you don't stay there. You take it, you know, same thing like if somebody gets sick, sometimes you do need to go to the doctor and get that really big, strong shot of medicine, but then you get back to a normal, healthy life and you eat real foods. There's a gut-brain connection that I talk about in that book also. Mm-hmm. It's really important. Mm-hmm. What you eat gives nutrients or lack of nutrients to your brain, and it will you know, make you happy or make you depressed. I learned over these years that I can't drink alcohol because it just makes me depressed and it's not worth it. Besides getting a hangover, you know, is awful when you're older, but it just, there's these little things that you have to change when you get older. And it's really important what we eat and what we drink, which goes into my experience with CBD. Can I jump to that now?
Yeah,
so
definitely.
So I'm so excited to talk about that part because
I know we're in a CBD store, right. So you can't help but to talk about CBD. So,
that, oh gosh, I wish that I knew about it earlier. But you know, things happen in the time they're supposed to happen, I suppose. Let's see, where do I start? So got divorced about 4 years ago. That's just a stress in your body of figuring out. That's a tragedy. I mean, nobody gets married to get divorced. So it's tragedy for everybody in the family. And trying to figure out how to get on my feet, how to financially get on my feet, how am I going to, you know, live as a single person, a single mom, all these responsibilities. And, you know, things came into place as they were supposed to. And then I ended up growing tumors on my ovaries. So I'm like, okay, like I need one more thing to happen. So that happened. And that makes your hormones all crazy. I had to get those removed. And there's all sorts of crazy stuff that happened. And my body got out of whack. Like just my body went from where I had it as healthy to just like my Lyme like shot back up. It was bad. It was really bad. I came in to see you a bunch of times. And I remember I was so bad. I mean, besides just the inflammation in my brain and the inflammation everywhere, my joints, my depression got bad. And I remember talking to you sometimes, like, it's not good. Like, it's just bad. And I sat on the couch and, you know, you would ask, how are you doing? I'm like, it's bad. It's just not good. And I would try the different CBDs, different spectrums. And I would try it for the whole bottle, the whole month, you know, because you got to give those things time. And they worked well. But what I needed was stronger. Like it was just really bad. It's hard to describe it. Anybody who knows what neuroinflammation is, I think knows, you know, you play it off at work and at home, like everything's fine, but it was not fine. And so finally I was afraid to do the Delta 8 because I have a lot of responsibility that I want to be responsible for. And I was afraid to put, these were the things I thought, but I'll tell you that they're not that now, but I was afraid to put my mind in a state that made me unresponsible for my kids or if something were to happen, you know. But I came in and I was like, I just need some, or I think I was maybe with you guys, or I don't remember what it was, but I'm like, I need something more. Like, I just need something more. I can't function. I need like to get out of what's happening here. And I tried the, that Pinnacle, I think that was the first one, Delta 8, and it, so I took it before bed, and it made me laugh, it made me go to sleep, and I woke up, and I felt like my whole body took a vacation, and I woke up, and I was like, oh my gosh, where has this been my whole life? You know, nothing crazy, nothing, you know, and then I did that for about 3 months, maybe. All the inflammation in my body was gone. The neuroinflammation was gone. Wow. Depression was gone. Anxiety was gone. There was even sometimes prior to that where depending on what I ate, like I would lay in my bed and cry because my inflammation in my joints was all the big joints, like the hip joints. It was so bad. And it was just gone.
Wow.
And I was like, everybody needs to know about this. This, you know, they think, you know, weed and people think, you know, hippies or I don't know what people think.
Yeah.
But
like you're going to be an unproductive stoner if you take in marijuana.
Yeah.
Like I mean, it's a very,
yeah. And many people are like that, but that, you know, I was afraid to be, you know, I had a lot of responsibilities.
Josh is raising his hand for all those of you that can't see him.
And we can't wait until you can.
So I just wanted to share.